During a reporting trip in Iraq a few weeks ago, we stumbled across this next story. We were driving to cover a killing in Baghdad, and we passed a film crew set up on a bridge over the Tigris River. The Iraqis with me turned their heads and said they saw a movie star, an Iraqi movie star. That's when we made a U-turn and heard the director give the Arabic version of action. A young woman stood in front of the camera wearing jeans and a pink shirt. An older man took hold of her jeweled hands. The man is Qasim al-Malak, a great comic actor, a star of screen and stage, unknown in the West, but known on site to Iraqis. Think of him as Tony Randall of the Tigris, or Jerry Lewis of Najaf. Now he's filming a 15-part miniseries called Love and War. It's set in Baghdad in recent times. A man and woman pursue their love affair against the backdrop of this looted, blasted, barbed-wired, militia-patrolled city. You missed your line, says the woman, and Qasim al-Malak replies, I'm supposed to say that? Qasim al-Malak wears a dark suit and tie. He has a dapper black mustache. In between takes, he turns his charismatic smile our way and puts his hand on his heart, a traditional greeting in this part of the world. He agrees to chat after the shoot. This is the first production after the war, he says. The movie and TV industry stopped for a whole year, and many of the local studios were looted. Now, a Lebanese company is financing this low-budget production. Their star is Qasim al-Malak, whose hit films are still available in Baghdad video stores. His hit comedies from the 1980s include a movie called Six Over Six. That's the Iraqi equivalent of 20/20 vision. Al-Malak plays a hopelessly nearsighted man who's too vain to wear glasses. He crashes into a woman on the street. Then nearly gets killed while crossing the road. Then spills a bottle of ink all over his boss. It all seems campy until the camera pauses on Qasim al-Malak, sitting at his desk with his chin in his hand. He wears the tired, beaten expression of anybody who's ever had a long day. And that's when you laugh. That's when you relate. His fellow performers consider Qasim al-Malak one of their best, and everybody knows him at the Baghdad Coffee House where writers and actors gather. The coffee house is in the lobby of the National Theater, and even on days when the electricity is dead, men gather here to sip tea in the dark. This is where we met with the assistant director of al-Malak's Love and War. Hassan al-Maliki says his marquee actor developed the concept of the film himself, a story set amid the wreckage of the past year. He says al-Malak's character worked in a telephone exchange during the war. The telephone exchange is first bombed, then looted. Al-Malak is so desperate to return to work that he buys back the telephone equipment from a looter, but his employers refuse to reimburse him because he didn't get a receipt. The assistant director says al-Malak's talent is to make you laugh at a tragic situation, and al-Malak gave himself plenty of tragedy to work with by setting Love and War in Baghdad. It's not by chance that some of the scenes take place inside an insane asylum. That's just an actor rehearsing for his part. But this is a real asylum, Baghdad's al-Rashad Hospital, and some real patients were moved aside to make room for the filming.
Yeah, stop.
The director stops the action and tells one of the extras, "You don't have room to stand there, take another place." In the miniseries, just as in real life, the mental hospital is looted. The patients escape and wander through the streets of Baghdad. In the end, the crazy people are crying over the fate of their city. In Qasim al-Malak's world, it is the supposedly sane people who are celebrating. Inside the al-Rashad Hospital, the actors in Love and War play their roles, then crouch over a video monitor to rewind and see if the shots worked. Occasionally, one of the real patients wanders back onto the set to see what Iraq's greatest movie star is doing.